We're going to meet the candidates in House District 25. They are the incumbent Democrat Mike Dugan and his challenger Linda Plachek. For our opening statements, Representative Dugan goes first.
Thank you, Michael. Good evening. My name is Mike Dugan. I represent House District 25, which is a smidgen of downtown, a speck of South Anchorage, and a whole lot of Spinard. I'm running for my second term. And as I had said before, when I heard the business about the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times, I didn't realize they were cursing me specifically. In my first 2 years in the legislature, we have had two regular and three special sessions. We've done two substantial pieces of work on a gas pipeline. We've rewritten oil taxes, we've rewritten the state's ethics law. Now, I can't claim credit for all of the good things or even try to dodge blame for all of the bad things that we did, but I did my best to do my part, and I'm hoping to be able to go back to look at other issues, probably natural gas taxes at some point. Clearly, we're going to have to do something about an energy policy, and now we're facing the prospect of lower oil revenues. So basically, if you like the job I did, I hope you'll send me back. Thanks.
Thank you. Linda Plachek.
Hi, my name is Linda Plachek. Thank you, KAKM and Michael, for this firm time. And I am your candidate for State Representative Midtown, and I'm looking forward to serving the people of District 25 and solving key issues that have been expressed to me. So my priorities are combating corruption, crime, and violence in government, school, gangs, drugs, and our neighborhoods. I support the seniors and the vets. I would like to improve on the education, and I agree with the voucher system. I believe in opening ANWR, a national gas pipeline, and keeping it Alaska. Better spending as to lower property taxes and improve spending. Watch our dollars carefully. I'd like to keep Alaskan jobs for Alaskans and train them necessary and keep the money in the state. Mainly my focus is on being the best state representative for District 25, and I can do this because my priorities outside of my husband, who is an Alaskan native, is working on the North Slope, and leaves me lots of free time. I look forward to serving the people of District 25 and will take the work and strong. Went out of time. Sorry.
Thank you very much, and we're going to stay with you. You have an opportunity to ask Representative Dugan a question.
Okay, Michael, I was just wondering when you were talking about the burning house, about the money, what you entirely meant. I mean, were you totally against giving the Alaskans money or not giving the houses any water at all because you couldn't do it evenly? Or can I explain that a little bit?
We're talking about my position on the energy rebate, I think,
right,
is what
yes.
We're talking about. My position was pretty simple. I thought that when you're dealing with energy policy, what you wanted to try to do was to deliver help to people who needed it the most and sufficient help to them so that basically they'd be able to get through the winter without freezing to death. What we did instead was essentially we gave everybody some money. Nothing really wrong with that, except there are some people who didn't really need very much, if any, money at all, and some people who needed a lot more than we were able to give them. And just kind of throwing money at things doesn't really strike me as a policy, Linda. It sort of seems to me what you do if you can't figure out what your policy ought to be. And that was my position on that issue.
Your rebuttal, please.
I was just, so you don't think money's necessarily a help, so you didn't want to give it at all. I just thought maybe you thought because it was, and some people needed it more than others, that you should give more to this than less to that or not at all.
Michael, thanks.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The choice we were left with was either you were going to give the same amount to everybody, which, as I said, was not enough for some, too much for others. Or you were going to try and defeat that policy and come up with something else. I mean, that's generally speaking what happens when a bill goes to the floor. If you really don't like it, what you try and do is keep it from passing in the hopes that something better will be put before you. That's not what happened there, but that was certainly the goal that I was trying to achieve.
Representative Dugan, you have a chance to ask your opponent a question.
Sure. First, I want to start by saying happy birthday, Linda.
So much.
I'm happy that you're here and that we can talk a little bit. I was curious. I understood from talking to you and listening to you that this is the first time you've ever run for public office, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say about that process, what you think about it in terms of its strengths and weaknesses, what it's done, if anything, for you, and what it's done to sort of help you understand the process better.
It's been really great. I really like it. It's got me really involved, and it's kind of like, though, a salmon going upstream. You're really fighting to get up there and not exactly knowing where you're going, even though you've been there before, you know, because I have been in high school, but that was a long time ago. So I've really liked it. It's awesome. I've been getting so involved in I just really, it's great. I love it.
Yeah. One of the nice things about the things that I like best about campaigning is if you go off to the legislature and you're there for 2 years and, you know, you're being a big, important legislator and you're on committees and doing all of this stuff, it's interesting to get back and talk to the people who elect you, the people who are your neighbors and your friends, and see what they make of it. And sometimes it turns out that things that you thought were really important, they didn't think were important at all. Sometimes they tell you, give you a way of looking at things that helps you in thinking about what you're going to do about a particular issue. There's value in doing this, particularly if you're going door to door a lot, which is what I was doing before it got too icy. There's value both for your constituents to see you and to hear you, and there's value for you to see them and hear them too. It's a better process in these kinds of races because you're closer to the people and you're talking to them more directly, and that's the value of it for me.
Linda Playcheck, any other thoughts?
I just agree with you totally. It's good to hear what the people have to say, and I plan on giving my phone number out, and they can call me just like I'm their sister. I just want to be heard and have them hear me. So,
thank you. That's great. Representative Dugan, the question I have for both of you, this is my chance to ask a question, is cosmic question, short answer undoubtedly, but how do we formulate an energy policy where we have so much trouble figuring out where the price of oil is going to be? One day it's 140, 6 weeks later it's 77 and going to 70 or 60. How do we deal with that volatility?
It's not easy. The short form of it is that after all the discussion we've had about having fiscal plans and all the rest of that, really what we have to do is save money when we have oil's really valuable so that we have it to spend when oil's less valuable. Then what you want to do is try to figure out what it is in terms of energy, providing energy, what people have locally that can help. If there's hydroelectric power, if there's geothermal, if there's something like that that'll help them get off, you know, high-cost diesel fuel.
Thank you. Linda Playcheck, same question. How do you come up with an energy policy when the price of oil is so volatile?
You know, it's kind of backwards because when I was growing up, diesel was the cheapest, and now for some funny reason, it's the less refined and it costs the most, probably because people like it the best because it gets them the furthest for the cheapest. Well, it used to. I think that Mike is pretty right. You do need to save and plan for a rainy day, and you also have to look for the places that you need to help. And sometimes you can't save. I mean, it's just like in your own life. You just got to do it for a bigger family.
Okay. My question now, we'll start with you, Linda Playcheck, okay, and then go on to Representative Dugan, is you guys both talked about going door to door and meeting voters. What do voters want to talk about?
Well, the first part, they wanted to talk about the senior citizens in the housing. And this time around, a lot of them wanted to know what I wanted, you know, what I would want and what they could do for me. And I just feel like I've gotten close to a lot of people, and it's been very refreshing. So, yeah, it's just a give and take about ideas. It's not necessarily anything in particular. Of course, everybody's talking about Sarah and McCain and Obama and Biden.
Surprise.
But, you know,
when you get out there and talk to people, what are people talking to you about?
Well, one of the interesting things about going door to door is it's proof of that old adage about all politics being local. Because people see you at their door, you're as close in a lot of cases to somebody who's actually a member of the government as they're going to see. And so whatever they have that they feel that they want to address their government about, they'll bring it to you. You know, so sometimes it's lost dogs. Sometimes it's, you know, too many kids out too late. Sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of those sorts of things. And the voters don't really distinguish too much, you know, between who you are. I mean, they're as likely to talk to you as about stray dogs and Iraq as they are about a state issue.
They want some help.
They want some help.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to our closing statements, and we'll close with Representative Mike Dugan. You have 1 minute, sir.
Thank you, Michael. As I said, we've done a lot of work in 2 years. And although I don't take all the credit for it, I take a little bit, which is what I deserve. There's a lot more to be done. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to, if not completely solve problems, because it turns out the government rarely completely solves a problem, to be able to make progress on putting people to work with a gas pipeline, on vocational education so that folks who've got who aren't going to go to college have got a way to make a living, on making sure that our government is and remains responsive to the people and honest and above board, on how to deal with the fact that basically we pay our bills with something that's worth a lot of money one day and not so much the next. Those are all important issues. They're issues that I've worked on for my first 2 years and I'd like to work on for the next 2 years.
Thank you. Linda Plachek, your final remarks, please.
I believe that there's a lot of issues that we need to work on, and we get the state issues worked on a lot, but we need to get the district issues worked on, too. And we do have a lot of inebriates in Midtown, and we really need to do something about that. And I'd really like to address that. And I'd like to, you know, do more for the senior citizens, because like I said before, and everyone knows, we all get there. I just would like to do something and listen to all the people in District 25 and do something for them. And I'm sure that I'll be hearing about it because I've heard from some so far, and it's just been really, really a blessing to be a part of this. It's just been really exhilarating. I mean, just
that's
makes you feel alive.
You know, great to hear that.
Being involved.
Thank you both.